Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Wow. Hey, everybody, welcome. So that question has now become more important to me. I'm Dr. Pat. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. And you notice we have a new opener and we're trying to work that out. But what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? Mm-hmm. What would you do? Christine Clark is joining me here today, Coach Christine Clark. And, you know, the work that she does and how she does it in enabling us to forge a life. And what that looks like and how that unfolds is a process. And the question is, when we get to what this episode's about now, it's about stealing, S-T-E-E-L-I-N-G, like the metal. Stealing is believing. Trust your elements with Coach Christine Clark today. This message today, and this is so important because we are in a world where we're being asked now to come back out, to step back out. Mm. Where are we? Can we trust the elements? And if we can't, let's take a step back and look from Coach Christine's perspective. Let's take a look. How the heck did we get here and why do we need to pay attention to stealing as believing? Christine, this is really such a timely conversation because things are changing for people right now. Like they think it's like overnight. So let's step back. How did we get here? How did we get that initial forging?
Yeah, this is perfect, Pat. And when we put together the show, I wasn't thinking about that we'd be actually beginning to open up and step in and step out. And that does change everything. And life is always changing. And then we have these big events where it's just is way more prevalent and we're much more aware of it. But throughout everything, you have to lean into what's in your steel? Who are you? And what elements have prepared you for this? And what things are going to be available to you internally that are going to carry you through? And to be able to balance, you know, stepping out, doing something new with the knowledge that it's going to be okay, that you can do it.
Yeah.
Where you get here. From, you know, this starts at birth, you know, and then we continue it's a lifelong process to get to where you are right here, right now. And there is so much that we process and we make up stories about who we are, what we're capable of, and a lot of those serve us at the time. And then over time, those things have to change. Those have to shift. My own self, part of this is when I was young, when I was little growing up, my family moved 9 times by the time I was 11 years old.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
And that was just what it was. And out of that, I have this idea coming into new situations, I don't belong because I was the odd person out, right? Didn't grow up with these kids from kindergarten through college. And then also I was quiet and kind of a rule follower. As an adult, what I have learned is that I'm actually pretty close to fearless stepping into new situations because I did it again and again and again. And look, what did I choose? I choose entrepreneurship, right? How far further out of the box can you get than that? And that's why I work with entrepreneurs because I love them. And then part of my own element was figuring out that, yeah, rules are okay, but I have learned that I'm kind of more like their guidelines. You know, I'm the chick that when they don't put the big plastic strip over the giant thing of toilet paper, I go in behind someone else's cashier that, you know, when the cashier isn't there, I go in behind where the register is to get that strip and put it on my own thing because I don't worry about I'm not where I should be because I have confidence of stepping out.
Yeah.
So that's just in a capsule piece. Look at what have you learned? What are your modalities from growing up?
Yeah.
And then what's the good piece? Pull out this is what it is and this is what I'm making it be.
I got to tell you, what you're talking about here, this is so seriously significant right now because we are emerging from a life-changing event. And
right.
We are not going to all emerge the same.
Correct.
And we're going to pull from like things that have happened to us in our past. I'm kind of like you. I didn't move 9 times, but I went from a situation as a young child to the next situation where we had nothing, literally nothing. I mean, my stepmom from one of my birthdays got caught shoplifting. Okay. Now, you go from that. What do you remember? What do you learn?
Right.
But here we are. And, you know, what you're talking about makes you so good at helping other people.
Yeah, it's what I love to do.
me too. And I want to ask you about this because let's talk about rewriting the stories for a minute, if we could.
Yeah.
And I want to get back to this idea of forging. This metaphor is so cool. And I'll share a story during the break with you on what happened to me over the weekend. And boy, did I think of you, your ears must have been ringing. But we have these stories we believe, and they may not serve us at the time, right? I mean, can you imagine what it's like for you to be a kid and move in 9 times and just not feeling like you fit in anywhere?
Right.
But how do these beliefs help us either take control of the hammer?
Right.
Or not?
Yeah, right. So when you look at that, and I love that we're talking about this now, as you said, we're emerging because 2020 was a huge transformative year because everything got changed. We were isolated. We were in shutdown, a lot of us for a great number, you know, a lot of the time. And that opened up for a lot of introspection. I've had so many conversations with so many people that have like totally changed what they're doing because everything stopped and you had this time to suddenly think about this. And so we're moving now, like you said, as we're coming back out, who are we going to be and what's changed? Our elements, you know, we have these stories that we write. And then as we get older, sometimes we figure out that those maybe aren't helping us along. They aren't. So taking the hammer is moving from fate, which is what's given us our circumstance, and then moving it to destiny. Destiny is when we take that control and we choose to make those changes for ourselves.
We have to do that. We have to do that. And, you know, what have we learned? Right? Even people, I've been asked a lot of questions here in these past 18 months about a lot of things. And we decided to grow and expand during this time.
Right.
But it's not that we hadn't prepared for it. What happened was this time has allowed us to reflect on who we are and the importance of what we do and the importance of everything you all do as hosts. And one of the things that we had to look at was the story we were going to tell about the COVID epidemic to ourselves.
Right.
That was huge because if I'd have held a story about scarcity or lack and not really moved into the energy of what's possible, where's the funding? I hear about it. What can we do? Literally taking control of the hammer. And sometimes I would love for you to talk to this. Sometimes if you take control of the hammer and you start to forge your way and it doesn't exactly turn out immediately like you want, how quickly are you willing to put down the hammer and not pick it up again to really achieve that goal you want? And that's what I found myself in the middle of. You know, couldn't fill out forms for the PPP. Do you know how many people that could have received that funding, entrepreneurs that could have received that funding, were so baffled by how to fill out the initial forms and being rejected that right. The burden of that was overwhelming? Can you talk to that for a minute?
Yeah, because you can only control what you do when you make the choice, when you say, this has to change, or I need help, or whatever the piece is, and you pick up that hammer and you're choosing to take action on your own behalf to move things forward. And then it, like you said, it doesn't come out the way we want. The form is confusing. The new thing we're trying doesn't make sense to us. And yet that is where that next step forward lies. Yeah. And you have a choice. You can drop the hammer, you know, that's fine, but then you're still where you're at and you're not going to move forward. And it comes from believing that when you are making those choices, that you're doing this from a point of your own intuition, your own volition. And when you are in action, then things will move forward. And you just have to keep going, like filling out the form. It's confusing. So you figure out how to fill out the form. You get it submitted. You get rejected. Now what? Where do we go? And it is so, you know, we get, so the desire is so much to just drop it, to quit, to run away, to go hide and curl up in a little ball and say, I'm done. Well, let me know when it's over. I'll come back out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But the truth is that even in the attempt, you are learning, you're building resilience, you're gaining a perspective. And even if it doesn't feel like, even if it feels like I'm losing all the time, or nobody wants what I'm have, or nobody thinks I'm good enough to have this money, this funding, you're gaining knowledge, you're gaining perspective, and it will carry you forward further down the line. I went through the entire PPP, and at the end, we got rejected. Like, oh, well, plan B.
Yeah.
And it does. You just want to curl, you want to quit. But if you quit, then you're only where you are. You don't get to move forward. And so it's just so important to be able to look at what you're learning along the way and trust that that intuition that said, let's try this, wasn't wrong. It just takes time and repeated effort.
And that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. Because in the process of rejection, can you tap into your superpowers? We're going to talk about this when we come back. Mm-hmm. Can you really tap into that element of the curve that we're going to talk about when we come back? You know, what did I learn from that transition at a young age, having a stepmom that taught me about perseverance, that where I became almost relentless with my bank, every day calling them, what emailing, just relentless. To say, you need to help me fill out this form. And when I figured it out, I was able to help countless other people by saying to them, they don't care what you put on that form. It may not apply to you. You just need to send it to them. Even if you put a blank number on there, send it to them. But how do we learn this? How do we help others? That's what Christine Clark does. We're going to take a short break, everybody. When we come back, the superpowers. That hammer becomes the hammer of Thor. We'll be right back.
The Finder of Lost Things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Belton. When my brother Christian went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. this podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there's things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. That process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them, that's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. You can find me at hannahvelton.online.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the Energy Paradigm each month on transformationtalkradio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit theenergyparadigm.com.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendars. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What? Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and spirit walker Nicole, 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com. Benny, you did it, didn't you? You're playing my song.
Yeah, you know what? It's been a while. I had to dust that one off. I hate to say it, but it's true. But it's a goodie, that's for sure.
It's a goodie. And I wonder where the goodie that sang that song is today. And there's a story about that song, by the way. Oh, gosh, I hope she does another album soon. I hope she drops something. Maybe she needs to take control of the hammer again. Rihanna, if you're listening, that's my message to you too. Just saying. How do you recognize, though, that you can lift that hammer again? You know, I love this, and I love that we're talking about the initial forging. But once you move past that, once you realize what you're looking at, or maybe you don't fully understand it, you take a different path. Before we talk about that, Coach Christine, can you tell folks how they can, one, find out more about what we're talking about, but also find out and work with you directly? Because we're talking about, of course, we're talking about some things that are really important in process and change and transformation, but you actually use these tools, and that's important for people to know how they can work with you directly. Let them know, would you?
Yeah, absolutely. Find me at sunglowtransformation.com, Facebook, Sunglow Transformation, Instagram, Sunglow Transformation. Those are the places where we can connect. On the website, you'll find the blog there. You can comment and make interactions there. And YouTube, Coach Christine Clark on the YouTube as well for videos and interaction there as well. And absolutely. Make a comment, reach out, send an email, and we'll have a conversation.
I love this. And I love this particular episode about stealing, S-T-E-E-L-I-N-G, because it's such a visual to begin with. And we need to talk about what that means, stealing is believing. We're going to get that, because what we're talking about is trusting your elements, your elements. These are the elements that we have, mm-hmm. and trusting them. And this sometimes is hard for us, but there are things that lead up to this. And what we're about to talk about now is one of those things that taps into the strength of our conviction, working in faith. Belief. This is the game changer right here.
Absolutely.
This is the thing. Tell us about what it means to be on the path pre-curve.
Yeah. It means that you're in action. You're doing something. And, you know, action cures everything. In what you had just shared before we went to the break, you talked about calling the bank again and again and again, and just until you figured out how to fill out that form. And then when you knew, you shared that with other people so they could fill out the form. What was unsaid, but was really clear to me, Pat, in that is that one of your gifts is the tenaciousness. When you set your sights on something, you're on it. And not just like every other day or check back once a week, every single day. And that is what being on the path is, and being in action. And you have to have faith that it's going to happen. You have to believe in yourself. And one of your superpowers is tenacity. And those are those things that it happens, it shows up, and maybe we don't always recognize what's going on. But when you're on the path and when you're working in faith and you trust that you're going to learn, you trust that you've got some skill, some acumen, some, I don't
chutzpah.
Know what word
it's called
coming
chutzpah.
To me, but
it is my
chutzpah.
Friend Chef
there
Rossi.
We go. Yeah.
Yeah. My friend Chef Rossi would say chutzpah. Got the chutzpah.
Right. and so you stay on the path, you stay in motion. And as you do that, then you can believe in your abilities and you can grow that way. And then eventually you'd be able to say, hey, look what I did. I figured out how this form. Now I can hey, everybody, let's lead people. Let's help them out.
So what's so fascinating about this, though, to me was that you would not have figured this out on your own. And let's talk about what we talked about before. And that is that inner power. So nobody mm-hmm. really told me what to do. I must have had this moment where I got hit with a bit of information that said, you know what, Pat, get the form, even though it doesn't apply to your business, right on here. Hey, this doesn't apply to my business, but if it did, here's what it would be. And I sent it in. That was it. But it's a form that wouldn't apply to my business. It wouldn't apply to your business. It wouldn't right. apply to most businesses and most people out there that maybe are in the contract independent entrepreneur arena.
Right, right.
But boy, it is tiring and daunting. And I want to ask you about this because the energy of this really carries forward. It carries forward. Mm-hmm. The 9 times you moved and what you learned for that carries forward.
Right.
How is
Absolutely.
That strengthening your belief in what's inside you?
Because you have to go through it. You have to experience it. The only way to move forward is to take action. And when you're engaging, you're moving along the path to your future. And as you continue to move, it's easier to have faith. It's really hard to sit in one place, look forward and say, I'm not sure I could do that. Or to say, I'll figure it out, or I have faith in myself and move forward. So you have to move forward. And that's working in faith, is believing in yourself, to stay in the work. I was in direct sales for 25 years. And I am really, really good on the telephone. Yeah. And Pat, you and I know when it was a telephone. But yeah. that's how you had to make your living. You had to reach out to people, yeah. and you even had a rotary dial or a push button, right? But I can't tell you when, at what point in time, I realized that I got good at it. But to find clients, to find people, to set appointments, you had to make those calls. You had to reach out. And by reaching out and getting mostly no's, leaving a lot of messages on people's answering machines that were never returned. But at some point, I got good. I was articulate. I was precise. I was alluring. The language, the energy in my voice wasn't one of, but it was, you've got to try this. And only through staying with it did I bridge that and to the point where I could say, hey, I'm pretty good. If I actually talk to somebody, I have an 80% chance of booking them.
Yeah. What I love about this is this. You can have an inside fire, a passion, we call it. Right. You can have it. You know what it is. Some of you are out there, you are weaving something physical. Others, you love gardening. Others, you love your job. You're a programmer. You love it. You love it. You can feel it on the inside. At some point in time, you loved it, but couldn't do it really well.
Right.
That passion, that purpose, and setting that intention, it's very hard to put in words the power of that. But this is it for you. When we look at this idea of stealing is believing, trusting the elements, when we put this all together and we look at what it means to have that beautiful curve that you're hammering away at, you know that you've got to get that curve straight as could be, but it's a curve. And at some point you start to see, but more importantly, you start to feel.
Right.
You feel it come together. And then you no longer question yourself, do you?
No, at some point you get to the point where you can say, hey, I can do this. Hey, yeah. Look at this. Hey, I'm getting the results. Hey, yeah. I figured out the form. And then you can celebrate. Then you can celebrate and really be able to see, I knew it. I had it. And here it is.
We're going to talk about that when we come back, because we're going to talk about transforming our lives in the thermal cycle. I'm really struck by this in a very material way right now. You know, I've talked about getting two new knees, right? Bionic knees, right? There's a process of that. But I got to the point where something happened over the past couple weeks and weekends as I was doing some work outside, physical. I was doing physical things. And I found myself squatting. Unheard of.
Right.
And I found myself squatting. And I looked at Linda and I said, oh my God, I'm squatting. And of course, Linda, very pragmatic, is like, yeah, of course you're squatting. No, I couldn't hardly walk 6 or 8 weeks ago.
Right.
How do we get from that place where you feel like you can't walk, you feel like you can't move, but you believe you will be able to do that? What kind of fire do you have to step through and hold on to the belief in faith, the belief in your life, and the belief in your inner power? When we come back, Coach Christine is going to talk with us about how do we create empowering beliefs even in the fire. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit carrienail.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Yeah, can you do all that? Can we do all that? Do we know we can do all that? That's what we're talking about today with Coach Christine Clark. Do you know how powerful you really are? Are you able to remember that when you're in the heat, right, when you're face to face with the fire, when you just feel like it's getting hot in here? That's a Nelly song, I think. Yeah, it's getting hot in here. You know, what do you do? Christine, before we talk about transforming lives in that thermal cycle, and we all get the thermal cycle, how mm-hmm. do people find out more about you? Let's let them know how they can work with you, because this is where you really excel in helping people. It's in that thermal cycle because you've been there.
Absolutely. Find me, SunGlow Transformation on Instagram, SunGlow Transformation on Facebook. I have a YouTube channel, Coach Christine Clark. The website is sunglowtransformation.com. And on there, you can send me an email. We can have a conversation. Check out the blog. Check out the radio channel with all the past podcasts. You'll find them there.
Thank you. Look, today we're talking about what I believe are some of the most important things for us to learn. You know, stealing is believing, but trusting our elements. I don't think there's a greater challenge in life to doing all that than when we're in the middle of a thermal cycle.
Absolutely.
Can you talk about a thermal cycle? Talk about it from an emotional, physical, talk about this very getting hot in here cycle.
Right. In the thermal cycle is when you are immersed. You are totally immersed in what's going on. And there's a lot of different ways that happens in life. It happens when you have a loss. It happens when you're in life transitions, whether you are getting married, changing residences, having a child. You know, those are major things. And then there's these other pieces of us that are always there, like our relationship with a significant other. That you are always immersed in. And so there's these ways that we're immersed, either just in life, but also when life is happening at big time. And it is emotional, especially if on entrepreneurs, those are the people I work with, when, you know, business goes sideways, when COVID happens and you're suddenly out of business. Those are the things that really challenge our beliefs and whether or not we can make it. And it gets really emotional and it gets really deep and it gets really hot. And yet in that immersion is where you're going to be your most creative because you need to be. You're going to make the biggest changes because they have to be made. Mm-hmm. And as you see it through, it makes the biggest difference in how you show up in what you can do. It's at bodily, at the cellular level, we change, we shift, and we get stronger.
You know, we find out what we're capable of. And I want to just really talk to this really in the context of what we've already talked about today. If we go through and we do so far what we've talked about today, the initial forging, mm-hmm. you know, looking at the stories and beliefs and the things we tell ourselves. If we do take control of the hammer, if we do rewrite those stories, if we move on to understand that as we're moving forward, we must engage in the pathway in our future. But along the way, you may hit a few hiccups. And what do you do? Do you release your faith in yourself or in others? Or do you think about, this is in my control, this is not, and I'm going to allow for that to happen? Because once we get into the heat, and that takes many forms, it doesn't have to be a major crisis, right? It doesn't have to be, I've lost a loved one. It could be something that just hits you at the core that causes you to really have fear or doubt, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do we shift through that? Because if we're not holding on to the initial forging in that process, we don't take the hammer. If we don't rewrite our stories and then also create a relentless practice of faith action, this becomes difficult as opposed to doable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the pieces that's important in that is your passion, is your focus, is what you are desiring and what you're creating, even as life throws this at you. When I was working full-time as an underwriter, that was a year I got into direct sales. Same year, I had a child, my very first one. And I actually left off into the immersion because I didn't want to be at that office working the required 60 to 70 hours a week because I had a kid and I wanted to stay home with a kid. And I knew that I could make this direct sales work. And so I didn't do the smart thing of building my business to replace my salary. I just got out because I needed to. And so I leapt and I was immersed and I was in it, figuring out how to run a business at the same time being a brand new mom, at the same time also managing my husband's business. And I will tell you, Pat, I was immersed. When I look back at that, I think that chick was crazy. But the truth is that I was passionate. I was so secure in that choice because I was not going to be at work while someone else raised my kid. I knew I could figure it out. And as we went along, there were a lot of years of barely making ends meet, but we made it. We made it work and have grown from that. And I have amazing children because we have connection. We have communication. We were there. And I wouldn't trade that for anything. And when we get into this immersion piece, it helps if you look at, why am I here? Or how did this happen? Sometimes it's life. Sometimes you have the loss. Sometimes it's, you know, transition. Like for you, you had knee replacement and moved. It's like, yeah. Those are two huge things that smack, you know, right on top of each other. But you have this new beautiful space and yes. You have knees that really work great now.
Yes.
And the outcome is way worth being in it, be immersed in it. And when you look at your passion, when you look at what is important and anchor yourself, you can get through even those places where the emotion and it may feel uncomfortable, and it may feel like you're rocking, you know, like you're out in the middle of the sea with no shore. Yeah. But when you can trust and believe that there's a reason you're there, or there's a passion, or you chose to be there,
yeah,
you'll get through.
And what I love about talking about this, and I want to say this about this particular thermal cycle, I want to just be very clear to everybody out there. I would not have been able to get through a bit of what you're hearing Christine talk about without having an incredible support system. And I think one of the hardest things to do, if you are independent, if you're somebody that knows you can just trudge through and do it all, one of the hardest things to learn is to ask for help. And, you know, you, this is one of the things too we'll talk about when we come back, but even in that persistent, that tenacity of not giving up, I had to reach out to my bank and say, I need some help here. I even reached out to an attorney who online created a group who is helping people. It's one of the more difficult things to learn how to do. It's to ask for help. Mm-hmm. And today, I get to do this show with Coach Christine because I'm surrounded by a phenomenal support team. You know, I'm surrounded by Jacob, who makes sure that everything goes through on our TV interface beautifully. I've got Benny, who has been here picking songs, you know, chit-chatting with me, talking about the fish and the lobster. For now going on, we're, you know, 17, 18 years. I have Linda, who relentlessly said, I'm going to be here. And then Jessica, who has stepped in and learned over a 10-year period, you know, learn things that none of us knew how to do. And so what I want to say to everybody out there, as you're going through this forging and transformation, your person is there. Your people are there.
Absolutely.
And it's so hard. And Christine, I have coaches. I don't know that any of this would be possible.
Right.
And isn't that why you coach people?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and skip the break because I want to talk about this. This to me is one of the more important aspects of this today. We can decide to take this journey alone or not.
It is so much harder going alone. It's like, man, why would you even choose that? Ego. But yeah, because that's what I love in the work that I do, Pat, is being that person who is totally outside your situation and can have the perspective, can get you to your perspective, can be the sounding board, be the catalyst for accountability. But it is just amazing what can happen when the brain has the own answers. You know, the brain that created it and the body that created it, but the answers are also within that same body. It's absolutely impossible to access those answers, though, without someone outside yourself, without support, without that outside catalyst, because the brain needs to have something outside, have someone come in with a little hammer and crack the egg and let it out, right?
Yeah.
And that's what makes the work I do so meaningful, is to be that person for an entrepreneur to clear whatever the block is, to manage the emotion, to get clear, and so they can be in action and do what they do to impact the world for better. And yeah, it's just awesome.
Yeah. And you know what I love about this process, and we're talking about process aligns to the steel. You know, I was sharing during the break that I got to meet somebody who had a beautiful katana. I'm not quite sure he knew what he had, just beautiful. And it was shocking when I asked him to open up the blade, because clearly I've learned a little bit from you along the way, but I wanted to see the blade because I understand that in the forging, in the hammering, in the thermal cycle, there is an intention you could plan for even in the beginning that says, when I'm finished with this blade, I want this beautiful wave that looks almost like it's engraved, but it's not.
No.
Beautifully, waves equidistant to each other. I want that to be my life. I want that beauty in my life. I desire it. And when we have that desire, we are going to get hiccups. If we could learn to ask for help, and this is, boy, if there's a message that I'm giving all of you today, especially you entrepreneurs, and this is what Coach Christine does. She helps entrepreneurs. And today, we don't even know what we don't know about this reemergence.
Right. It's going to be a whole new game.
How did you learn to ask for help? Because you couldn't be a coach if you didn't have to learn that. I mean, be a coach if I didn't learn it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. At some point you have to. And for me, it was just being able to hear the transformation language, the self-improvement language in a way that it made sense to me, that it clicked through. And then it was like, oh. And so then I started getting, let's have some more of that. Let's have some more of that. And then I think, you know, once I understood that there were coaches that would actually help you with that, that was new. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, I can have somebody work with me. Wow. and then choosing that, because I could see that person could get me further along the way than I was. And maybe I was just tired of being in my own little hamster wheel.
Yeah.
And been on that long. And I was like, okay, well, let's try something different. Maybe I'll get a different result. And bingo. Absolutely. I love that you talked about all the different people that are part of your support system with Transformation Talk Radio. And then looking at the katana and the beautiful waves and the gorgeousness of it, because in the world of katana, the smith makes the blade. Someone else does the complete polish, and someone else puts all the parts on, and someone else makes the saya. It's actually a community effort and small industry, because no one craftsman has all of the skills to the level needed to create the piece. And so when you're looking at something like that, you're looking at not one person's work, but multiple people's artwork. And
yeah.
That is,
yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't do what Benny does. And I certainly know I can't do what Jacob does. And yet it's okay for me to have a network where those are the piece parts that must get done to support you and your mission.
Mm-hmm.
And to trust in the process of this, and to trust in the elements and the power of the elements. And today, let me talk about the power of the elements are the people we bring into our life circle that are going to take the journey with us, whether it's Jacob, whether it's Jessica, whether it's Kim, Olivia, Chris, you know, and everybody that has come before. You know, right. I talked about Heather. Heather was Jessica's mentor. We were joking about her relentlessness, how her military background was able to sculpt and carve and shape Jessica really early on. And we think about that, and we think about those moments of those people. And the way you just described that,
mm-hmm.
those piece parts independently may not seem like much. But when you put them together,
it's a force. And,
yep. And let's talk about that. The planting of the seed, so often we don't take the time to do. But talk about the seed.
Yeah. To trust your internal elements, to have faith in that, to get the support. It's those elements are teeny tiny parts within you that are so powerful. It's the mustard seed that moves the mountain. And that's what we're talking about in Forging a Life. Your elements are these small pieces that allow you to do, have, be anything. It's absolutely possible.
Hmm. I want to talk to you in the few minutes we have left about what I believe is very important on how, while we're part of the pieces, how important it is to individualize or hone in on our unique elements,
absolutely.
But also at the same time, see the expanse of potential, right, in our uniqueness to get done what we need to get done.
Absolutely. Yeah. The potential is unlimited, truly. And yet, when you are in your element, when you are allowing that powerful skill, talent, gifts that you have to come to fruition, then you are more powerful. And other people are going to have their gifts and talents. And when you allow them to do their piece that supports your piece, then there's no stopping it.
Christine, this is really, Coach Christine, this is such an incredibly important time. And then as we think about this time and we think about the world we live in and we think about our future, there's one thing that you do talk about. And I think I'd like to really, you know, bring this full circle to talk about it.
Okay.
Trust our element and believe in our process.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everything that is given you, all of your elements, all of your talents are inherent. And it would be nice if they could just blossom in their full potential from seed instantly, and then we wouldn't have to do anything. The truth is, you have to go through the process of becoming to fully bring your elements to fruition, to be the best possible you, and to have your work. And then you get to live this magnificent life that's in alignment with who you are and bring your gift to the world. The seed's there. You have to go through the process. So the work, the being in the fire, the coming, drawing out, being on the path and straightening the curve and going through the immersion are all the steps that are required to bring what you are meant to be to fruition. And along the way, you add knowledge, strength, and so that once you get there, once you are in your element, once you are rolling, you have what it takes to maintain it.
Coach Christine, thank you so much for this. There's more to come, more to continue. We are now embarking on a new journey, whether you're an entrepreneur or want to be an entrepreneur. Right. And there's never been a time where people, let me just call it, are emerging. I actually see it as a rebirth. You know, I see it as, yeah. I mean, think about humanity all being kind of in the same place at one time with the same situation.
Right.
And, you know, what is it that we're going to become? How are we going to emerge? What is the rebirth of us going to look like? Please tell folks how they can find out more about you and how they can work with you, and what's the personal message that you want to leave us with, an encouragement about our potential?
Yeah, people can find me at sunglowtransformation.com. I do one-on-one coaching, so you can have that personal empowerment. I do group coaching through masterminds. Then I train and speak and do workshops and retreats, so you can bring me to your people either for an hour or for a weekend, and we'll do some empowerment together. Sunglowtransformation.com, on Facebook, on Instagram as well, also on LinkedIn, and you can find me there and we can connect that way. The message is for you, for Pat, for Jacob, for Benny, and for everybody listening, that you have the key elements in your makeup. And those elements guarantee that you can have, be, do anything that you deeply desire. And if you're willing to put forth the effort, engagement with the world is the only way for those skills, those talents, that resilience, that strength to get shown off, for them to shine bright. And you don't burn bright without chopping some wood and feeding the fire. And so the bonus is that you get to have these mountaintop experiences of true fulfillment, excitement, pride in yourself when everything clicks. And when that happens and you realize what's in your steel, that's forging a life.
Coach Christine, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat. Maybe you're not calling it a rebirth. Maybe it doesn't feel like that. But let's just say this. We are ready to embark on a renewed life and a renewed energy. And some things change. Some things are coming forward. Some things are being added on. And some things are being let go of.
Expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.